fighter in Shas. Here in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Beis. Pick it up at the top of the page, third line, last word on the line. Next part of the Mishnah, we said Vecheres Hadriyoni. This is a Hadrianic Cheres, earthenware, pottery. Rashi had said, we saw in the Mishnah, that this is talking about a type of, as we're going to see right now, but it said that it's a type of pottery that would be soaked in water by people in order to bring up the wine that got absorbed in it, and then bring wine out to go and drink. My Hadrioni, what is Hadrioni? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Cheres shel Hadrianus Kesar. It is the pottery of this of Hadrian, who is the Caesar. Rashi says, "Kishi yotze begaisus molichinimo." When they go out, they would carry this type of stuff along with them. They bring this pottery out to them. We're going to explain about it. Kiyos Ravdim Yomar, karka basula isa. There was a karka, a land, a piece of land that was basula, meaning it was a virgin land. It was never anything grown over there. Rashi says, "Vahaya kol kocha kayam." All of its koach, of its strength, was found in it. Votziyasa biyayin ze. And it brought out, it was so fertile, the land, that it brought out such incredibly powerful wine. Back in the world, it was never worked. And Avda Unita'a, they came along, they worked the land, and they went in, they planted over there grapes, or grapevines, and they brought this very strong wine. V'ramilei lechamra, begulfei chivrei. You put the wine in gulfei chivrei. This is Rashi says, gulfei is klicheres, chivrei is chadashim, demaitzi. So, chivrei literally means like white, as in mechvart, clear, white. Anyway, it was in this these type of jugs that were brand new. Umaitzi lehu lechamrayu, and then what happens, like Rashi says, it would get absorbed into the pottery. We know pottery is very porous, and it goes in it, and it sucks things up, and this is brand new. Incredibly strong wine with brand new pottery. So what happened was, it ended up getting sucked up into it. And then what they did is to break up the pottery into shards. And they would carry them with them. When they would go out to war. And whenever they would go to a place, they would get to a particular location. They would soak it. They would soak the pottery shards in water. And then they would drink, they have that wine. Very powerful thing. So these things are aser. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yishai ben Levi, V'rishon shalanu, our first wine, no, that's our top wine, Rashi says, Yayin Meshubach shalanu, our highest quality wine, Kishlishi shalanu, it's like a third time that you would soak that pottery. Take the pottery, you soak it, you get wine. Soak it again, you get wine. Soak it again, you get wine. That third one is what our top quality was. Rashi says, Kishushari gimel pa'amim vayim, ha'yomayim ha'shlishi meshubachim karen shalanu. It's clear it was very intense level wine. Yibay lo frak, the Gemara, mayu lismu gehem karamita. Can you use this pottery in order to support the legs of a bed? You want to elevate a bed? You know, can you use it to elevate your bed? Holding on to something, you know, something that comes from Yayin Nesach, but for another purpose, is that mutter, is that aser? Rashi says, he wants to uphold us and keep it in existence. V'lo not for itself. Ela b'shvila cheres. I don't care about the wine. I just want the pottery as like a piece of wood in order to be somech my bed on it. That's all I'm looking for. Toshima, let's take a look. Come in here. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan. They have a machlokus in this. Chad aser v'chad shari. One of them says it's aser. One of them says that it's mutter. Chrek de Gemara meis ve hadardurin ve harukbaos shalovikuchavim. These are, says Rashi, leginim ketanim. It's like gardunim or leginim ketanim. These are, and rufkos targuma shel chamas rukva vein shel or. These are different types of bottles. So you have, and they're made out of leather. Jars and bottles of Avodah Zarah. Yayin shel Yisrael konas behem. If you have the wine of a Yid that you put into them, aser b'shtiyo mutter. I know it's aser to drink it, but it's mutter to get hana out of it. Hey, Shimon ben Guda, lefnei ben Yosheva ben Gamliel, he testified the following, al Rabban Gamliel, sheshosim yinib Akko. Gamliel, he drank from these type of things in Akko, v'lo hodulo, but they weren't masking to him. All right, so they didn't agree that this actually occurred. Nodos shalovikol chavim, the flasks of Avodah Zarah,
Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mishim Rabbi Yeshua ben Kfusai, that aser lasas mehem shtichim lechamor. It's aser to make for them saddles for donkeys. Rashi points out, you don't care about the wine over here, and yet it's still aser to go ahead and to use it. Ay, v'ha-hacha, but by the saddles, the roots of Yuma did the Rahacha, v'gatani daser. Right, it says that, that clearly it must be that it's problematic that you're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to use that. In fact, the Gemara of Ali Tameich, according to this, kankanim shalev kochavim litzu lemizban, jugs of Avodah Zarnix that are made out of cheres, pottery, earthenware, should be usher in order to go and to buy. Maishna nodos, maishna kankanim. What's the difference between nodos, a flask made out of leather, and the jugs made out of pottery? Mefarshim explained that apparently it was customatic that people would actually use these jugs for other type of things. So why is it that you're allowed to use these jugs? Amar Rava. Rava says that the issue of using the leather one for the saddle, gzer shem yibaka nodo, it's a gzer lest one's own leather flask split open. V'yitlana, then he's going to go and he's going to take that one off of the donkey. Rashi says, l'shatiach me'al ha'chamor, v'yitperenu agabi nodo, and sew it on top of his flask in order to fix it. Rashi, v'yitin yenu shalovi kachavim, tam b'yenu shalisoh, he's going to give a tam to the Yiddish wine over there. That's the problem over there. Masha ain't came out worried about these little jugs that be happening to them, these little containers. Lamanda Alma, Frekta Gemara, according to one who says, one who says that if you want it for Kiyuma for something else that's Aser, Maishna kan kanim deshar. Why is it that these earthenware jugs, why taka are they mutter? Amalacha, stay back. Nah, in the Chinami, there's still wine, a little bit, whatever, that's some residual something or other. Amalacha, but I'll say, Hasam, Leisei Li Sure Be'ene. There, in the case of regular, you know, earthenware vessels, the iser, meaning the wine that's in there, is not really be'ein. It's not still in the hardcore existence, right? Because it's weak. But hacha, but over here, but the hadrianic ones, isa li isur be'ene, it's their be'ein. It's so strong that it's considered like it's be'ein, and therefore it's problematic to hold on to it. Below ho dulo. Now we said that they didn't agree with him. Ramini, right? They used to drink from it, but they said, hold on a second, yayin abal beruka ba'o shalev kachavim, wine of a yid that comes in leather bottles of avodah zarah nix, and it's also b'shtiyo mutabada, it's also a drink from b'tadigana, hey shimon ben godia lefnei b'rosha rabin gamliel, that Rabin Gamliel, about Rabin Gamliel, Sheshastim Yimene Ba'akov, that he drank from this in Akov, V'hodulo, and they're masking to him. This price says that what they said Rabin Gamliel was accepted, as both someone said that it wasn't accepted. And for the Gemara, Milo Hodulo de Gamalsim. Now, what did it mean originally when it said the words that were in Hodulo in the first price? It means Kol Siyoso, all of Shimon Ben Guda's colleagues, Aval, Bino Modile, Rabin Gamliel's son, did agree with him, and it is to him, That's what the second brisa is talking about. Or you could say guda lechud v'godea lechud. Says Rashi, lazeh lo hodo, lazeh hodo acherikain. There's two different statements, different people. The next part of the Mishnah, v'oros levuvin, literally heart-pierced skins that we spoke about in the Mishnah, that these are the skins of an animal that have a hole in them opposite the heart. They used to go ahead and cut a hole in the skin of a live animal by the heart, and while it's still alive, they would take out the heart in front of their avodah zarah, right through that hole. So this animal is therefore considered like shechted for avodah zarah, and that would be a problem, right? If you have evidence of this idea, that is a problemo. Tanarabana nezu or levov. What is this heart-pierced skin? What is this talking about? Kol shekaro, can I get a lev? Anything that was torn by the lev. Rashi says, shekach derech ovid kocham, lotzi derech oso kera, halev shel or mechayim, like we already explained. The kader kamin aruba, it's pierced with a thing like an aruba, like a skylight, like an opening like that. And Rashi says, Kador Kenekev Agul, like a round type of matzah. So there, Yesh Olav Koret Dam. If it has a crust of blood on it, then Rashi says, Gilda, it's like congealed. Then Aser, it's going to be Aser because then it was pierced while the animal was still alive. It's clear that it was done while the animal was alive and not after it already died, and therefore it's considered like worship. Beep, turn the page. I'm a base, I'm a base. In a love, Kori Tam, but if you don't have that crust of blood over it, Rashi's Acher of Shato Irabo, Kach Velo Lovat Kucham, and clearly did it after they already skinned it, and there's no problem over there. Mutter, then it's going to be Mutter to go ahead and to use. Because we assume this happened afterwards, and it wasn't done for Avodah Zarah. Amaravuna, Zog the Heilig Ravuna, Lo Shonu Elo Shalom Malacho. They taught this din only where he didn't get salted the skin of Amalacha Malcha Aser. But if he salted it, then it's going to be Aser, even if there was no blood over there. Ema Malcha Hevirato, because you could say that the salt removed the blood that was there, and therefore it removed the evidence, therefore it's going to be Aser. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Bizman Shakara Shalom Agul Aser. If the carrot is circular, then it's going to be aser. If the cut is round, then it's going to be aser. Mashuch mutar, but if it's long, then it's going to be mutar. Amar Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Gemshem Gamliel, Halacha Zakim Shem Gamliel. Amar Le'abai, Halacha Mechla the Pligi. If you say the Halacha Zakim, it implies someone's arguing. Rashi says, Mibayi, Kamibayi, Kabayi, La Minei, Mi Pligi Rabbanan, Alei Ilo. Does anyone argue with him or not? Amar Lei, my nafka lachmina. What does it matter to you? Right, the halacha goes like Shimon Gamliel, manav shachs. Who cares? Rashi says bein chalukin bein lo chalukin, halacha k'moso. Whether it's something that argues or doesn't argue, the halacha still goes like them. Amar Lei, gemara gemor, zemora said to hey, what are you telling me? Have you memorized the gemara of year just stam, and that it should be like a stam, like a little song of year? What do you mean? I want to understand and get clarity on my Torah learning. Interestingly, we leave it at that without actually answering the question. Okay, does anyone argue? Basa nichlas havodas kochav mutter, meat that enters a place of avodah zarnak is going to be mutter. Right, if an avodah zarnak is in the process of bringing meat into a place of avodah zarah, in order to bring it as a carbon, and a Jew grabs it before that happens, the meat is going to be also is going to be mutter banah. Says Rashi that Sha'ovi Kachavim wrote to Lahachniso, he wants to enter in there, Mutaba Na, Imnisa Yisol Litlo, if he's Muzer to take it, Im Kinisaso Kodum Shakrivo, so before they had in there actually Makrivet. Question is, where does this meat come from? Seemingly, this meat's coming from a guy in Avodah Zarnik, right? And the question is, what's going on over here? That still, this is going to be something which is going to be Mutar Bahana. This is quite, quite interesting that would be the situatia. So now the Gemara says, Man Tana, who's a Tana? It says that an animal shechted by Avodah Zarnik is going to be Mutar Ba'ana. For the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, Rabbi Yochanan, Delo Kirebi Elazar, it's not like Rabbi Elazar, Dikar Belazar, Hamar, Stam Machsheves of his Kochavim, of his Kochavim, the Stam Machsheva of Avodah Zarnik, who shechs him is for Avodah Zar. Rashi says, Vachi Shachta of Da, Avodah Kochavim, Mishchitas of Nasar, Shasu Itakrovta, that the Shchita itself is his Takrovta. So clearly, it doesn't go like that Tana. Must be like someone else who doesn't hold that that's the situation. That's the Mishnah. That which exits, comes out of a Zara place, is going to be also because it's like there was it was shechted to the dead. Right? Sacrifice of the dead. My time, what's the reason that the meat that comes out of a, you know, based on Avodah Zarah is going to be Aser Behana? E'efshar Daleka Tekrovis Avodah Skochavim. It's impossible that it was, that it's not something which is shechted that was offered to Avodah Zarah. Right? Once the meat was brought into that place, certainly they dealt with it in such a way. Says Rashi, Vayotze Aser Behana, Dosen Tekrovis. Mani, who is this like? Rabbi Huda Ben Biseri. This goes like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bisera. Detanya, we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bisera, Omer, Minayin le'tekrovas avodah kacham, Shematami bo'al. How do you le'tekrovas avodah kacham, the offering of Avodah Zarah, that gives over Tumah of, you know, of Ohel. Shenemar ve'yitzamdu le'ba'al pe'or, ve'yochu zivchei meisim. It says, and they attach themselves to Ba'al pe'or and ate sacrifices of the dead. So it shows that the Avodah Zarah is sacrificed to the dead, and compares Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah Tikrovis to the dead in order to teach the following din. Ma meis metame ba'ol, just like a dead body will metame ba'ol, after Tikrovis of Kachav metame ba'ol. So to Tikrovis of Avodah Zarah is going to also metame ba'ol. Rashi says, Ma meis metame ba'ol, umina ma meis also ba'ana, kitak arminium b'u sanhedra of memesam abeis, matame shamiriam, sham me'egla arufa, after Tikrovis of Kachav metame ba'ol. So to the Tikrovis of Avodah Zarah is also going to be aser behana. Next part of the Mishnah, Hochin the Tarfus Asurin Lasis Ulasis Yimayin, one who goes to they're like going on the way up to the Avodah Zarah, it's usher to go and do business. I'm a Shmuel, Oved Kochav Maholich Tarfus, if you have a nine, you know, an Avodah Zarnik who's on his way to this Avodah Zarah, this idol, then on his way there, it's going to be usher to do business with him, but on his way home, it's going to be mutter. Why is that? Balicha aser. On the way there, it's aser. The aser mutter coming over to the club. He says, go and give thanks to his God with the business was done. But chazar mutter, on the way back, it's going to be mutter. Might have it, because whatever happened, happened, right? We don't have to be worried. He's going to go back to give thanks to Avodah Zarah again. You saw the Tarfus. If you have a yid is on the way to Tarfus, to the Avodah Zarah, then we say the opposite. Balicha mutter. On his way there, it's going to be mutter to do business with him. Dilma hoder bevela azer, because maybe this yid's going to change his mind. He's not actually going to go there in the first place. Right? We're talking about a yid never did Avodah Zarah. He's on his way there for the first time. And even though he's showing him to go do Avodah Zarah, we could assume that he's a yid, then he did tshuva. The chazar aser on his way back is going to be aser. Why? Kevan, beep turn the page. Let me give him a minute. The avik ba ma'adar hoder azer. Since, because say, yeah. Right? Once he becomes attached to the Avodah Zarah, he's clearly going to go back and thank it. Right? She says, Lashon Aniv, Avik is Lashon Aniva Hi, B'chol HaTalmud. It's like a connection, a deep connection with something. Ivatanya, frankly, Brysa, Yisrael, Aholich, Letarfus, a Jew on his way to the Avodah Zarah called Tarfus. Bein Balicha, Bein Chazar, Aser, whether on the way there or on the way back, it's going to be Aser, even on the way there, it's Aser. Mavashi, Kitani, Hibi, Yisrael, Mummer. No, what's that talking about? Yisrael, Mummer. Right, that's already Devade Azul, because he certainly is going to make his way and go there. A mummer is someone who's like renounced his connection with Yiddishkeit. He's totally out and whatever, and for sure he definitely did. So two separate types of people there. Talking about a person, never done it before. He's just on his way. Let me try it out. Nah, the guy's done tshuva. Guy already threw everything off. It's a different story. On his way back, though, if he already did it, then we assume that he already got in his clutches, and therefore it's going to be Aser. Tana Rabba, and he's going to go back and say thank you. Tana Rabba, which is an amazing thing. You see, a Yid will always go back to say thank you. We don't think a guy is going to go back and say thank you, but a Yid is always going to go and do such a thing. Tana Rabba, and Novik Chad Maholach Yerid, if you have an Avodah Zarah, he's on his way to the fair. Rashi says, Shuk Shel Avodah Kachavim, Mi Avodah Kachavim, Ki Azel L'Schara Hudaz, is going for business, but going to the Avodah Zarah fair. Bein Balichim Chazar Mutter, when it's on the way there, on the way back, it's going to be Mutter. Right, we're talking about he's just going to do business, but he's not on his way to go out to do any sort of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, both on Mutter. Yisrael, luckily, read, but Yisrael's on his way to that fair. Balich Mutter on his way there, it's going to be Mutter to do business, but Chazar Aser on his way back, it's going to be Aser. Maishna Yisrael to Chazar Aser, why is it about Yisrael on the way back, it's going to be Aser? Da'ami, we say Avodah Kacham Zabin, because maybe you want to say because we assume that he sold an Avodah Zarah. We assume that he sold Avodah Zarah there. Rashi says, Machert Slamim Beshuk, Demei Avodah Kochavim Mikabadei, and therefore he has money from the Avodah Zarah in his hands. And therefore you can't sell anything to him because of money that is going to be made with money that's Asur. Avicham Nami, well, what about Avicham? Avodah Zarah also, Nehem Avodah Kochavim Zabin, the Avodah Zarah Kochavim Mikabadei, and if he has the money of Avodah Zarah in his hands. Hello, Avichavim. Now, the reason why Avodah Zarah, Aminan, Glima Zabin, Chambara Zabin, we assume he sold a cloak or he sold a donkey. And therefore, it's mutter to take his money in his sale. Not Avodah Zarah. Says, what do you mean? Avodah Zarah, you saw Nami, name it Imar Glima Zabin, Chambara Zabin. I want to say he did the same thing. So it says, Nah, Isadavalei. If it's true that he had this cloak or his donkey to sell, he would have sold it here. He would have sold it to us. He wouldn't go into the shuk of Avodah Zarah. The fact that he went over there, Rashi says, Hacha, you don't know have a mezabin. The fact that he went over there must be that he's involved, that it's a Avodah Zarah issue, and therefore, you can't take it from him. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.